More than 2.3 million migrants. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
We don't want to see this humanitarian crisis continue.
Texas Congresswoman Myra Flores reacting to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. That's the figure for the latest fiscal year. It's a record. September's numbers also never seen before. There were more than 227,000 migrant encounters. The border surge is a big issue heading into the midterm elections. Rising crime is another.
You can't tell people that they can't even believe their own eyes because they see the videos for themselves. They see the pictures. They know the stories. Maybe they've been a victim. Maybe other people that they know have been victims. And again, they're looking for leadership.
House Republican Lee Zeldin is running for governor in New York. Recent polls give incumbent Democrat Kathy Hochul the lead, but her advantage is shrinking. Immediate orders from Russian authorities in southern Ukraine. Residents of Kherson are being told to leave the city in advance of an expected Ukrainian offensive. The city has been held by Russia for months. Meantime, Russian strikes continue to target civilians.
These strikes have a clear goal, to make the Ukrainian people suffer. And the damage they're inflicting will make it harder for Ukrainians to heat their homes, find safe water to drink, access the electricity that they need to run everything from stores to hospitals to public transportation.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. No survivors in New Hampshire.
A small airplane crashed into a building in New Hampshire. That crash occurring north of Dillon Hopkins Airport in Keene a little before 7 o'clock Friday night.
Fox's Kevin Cork. No one on the ground was hurt, but officials say everyone on the plane perished. It's unclear how many. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tens of thousands of registered voters in Virginia have been given erroneous information about where to cast their ballots on Election Day. Notices containing incorrect polling place information were sent to about 31,000 voters in Fairfax and Prince William counties. That's according to the State Department of Elections. The notices were apparently sent to voters with P.O. boxes. A man accused of violating voter laws in Florida has had the case against him dismissed. It was brought by the state's new election police.
A Florida state judge in Miami-Dade County is dismissing a count of illegal voting filed against 56-year-old Robert Lee Wood. Wood is a convicted murderer who has not had his civil rights restored. He is also one of 20 people charged with voting while ineligible in the 2020 elections. The charges are filed by a special statewide prosecutor, but now the judge in Miami says that prosecutor lacks jurisdiction. The state can appeal. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Florida teenager is accused of giving away what didn't belong to her.
Parents of students at a North Florida middle school received an interesting phone message this week.
Speak with your children, and if they have received money from the student, please turn it in to our school resource officers.
Authorities in Summerfield say a 14-year-old girl broke into her grandmother's safe, giving classmates more than $10,000 of roughly $13,000 she took. Deputies with the Marion County Sheriff's Office were called to the school Thursday after reports of a student handing out cash to other students.
Fox's Rich Dennison. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, has announced a plan to clear the streets of homeless people. Over the next 18 months, the city hopes to establish designated campsites for the homeless. It's unclear what the cost will be. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.